Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yeah, remember Michelle Martin from her ABC News days? Look forward to adding her to our lineup starting June 30th on AM 820. Now we'll call in on the most tactless ways you've ever been fired. You and Willie Randolph are welcome to call in. Our temporary call-in number for today, 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729. If you're a Mets fan, you've been hearing nonstop in the sports media about how the manager of the last, I guess, 3.5 years unceremoniously got the boot at 3 a.m. New York time yesterday morning out in L.A. after the Mets had won a game against the Angels. And even though the firing was expected, Mets management is taking a lot of heat right now for not showing much class in the way it was handled. They made Randolph take the long flight from New York to L.A. after Sunday's game, then fired him after he got there after Monday night's game. And they gave all kinds of lame excuses for why they did it that way, like they had to fire him because the speculation was getting too intense about whether they would fire him. Well, guess who was fueling the speculation by saying they were evaluating Willie day by day? Yes, Mets management. So that's Willie Randolph's story. And Willie, if you're a WNYC listener, call in and get some sympathy from us. But everyone else, we want to hear your experiences. What is the most tactless way you've ever been fired? 646-778-3729, 646-778-SPUDRAY, with the most unceremonious sacking, the most crass canning, the most dim-witted downsizing, the most lame layoff, the most inhuman human resources adjustment, the most remorseless release, the most tactless way that you have ever been fired. And shout out your sympathies to Willie, if you like, at 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729. And as your calls are coming in, we have Annabelle Gerwich, who has written about getting fired. Hi, Annabelle. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you? I'm glad you have a job today. You didn't get a call at 3 a.m. last night, obviously.
Obviously, yes. Now, your book is Fired, Tales of the Canned, Canceled, Downsized, and Dismissed, published by Simon & Schuster. Also, a movie version of Fired available on DVD. Are there ways you're supposed to do it and ways you're supposed to not?
Well, you know, it seems like the trend these days in the firing world is all the ways you're not supposed to are being employed, if you can say that. You know, people write me letters from all over the country since I made these projects, and even since my book and film came out, I've been astounded at what's been going on out there. There was actually a pretty well-documented case recently, maybe a year ago, of Circuit City employees who all got an email at the very same time. It was maybe 1,000 people finding out they were being downsized, which is really harsh. Actually, I got a letter from a group of employees at a call center on the West Coast for some unnamed product who had accidentally got an IM from the manager it was actually sent to the wrong person, that they were all being fired. And, you know, I mean, this is just pretty nutty. People get IMs, they get texts. I've heard of a Post-it. In my book, there's a story of Felicity Huffman, who is, of course, of Desperate Housewives fame. When she was doing a show on Broadway, she opened the paper one day, and her name wasn't in the ad. That's harsh.
That's harsh. Did you say somebody?
That's how not to fire.
Somebody got fired by having a Post-it left at their desk?
Yes, a Post-it on their desk. Also, you know, what's been very common lately is you're in your office and you're looking at the website that your employers have about, you know, benefits, healthcare benefits, or whatever it is. They have, you know, their own employee websites. And you'll see your own job that's available.
Oh, really? In advance.
Yeah.
That's at least you get advance notice that way. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Right. You know, I have to say there is only perhaps one advantage of what happened with Willie Randolph. I might sound a little far out,
yes,
but, you know, one of the strange things that happens when you're fired in person, which I do think is the way you should fire someone, is that you find yourself standing there listening to someone telling you that you're fired, and very often they're telling you something like, we're freeing you up for your future. You're being unexpectedly leisured. These are things I've heard lately.
Leisured.
They're saying something, you know, which might to pacify you, and you're just thinking, you know, I hate you. I can't believe you fired me. But you have to pretend to be nice. So I think when you get the news at 3 a.m. and you're by yourself in a hotel room, you probably don't have to pretend.
Pretend to be nice. And look, at least he's being leisured genuinely for the next few months because they have to pay him his contract till the end of the year.
And the severance pay, I think, is a nice cushion. But it's really public and it's very humiliating. And I can only think.
That's all right. I just want to run through these calls. By the way, we have Kathleen Turner coming up in a few minutes, the actress who is very involved with City Meals on Wheels, which is suffering right now in the rising price of food and even because of the Bear Stearns meltdown. So we're going to get to Kathleen Turner in just a few minutes. But let's hear some of your firing stories. Marie in Brooklyn, what happened to you?
Yes, I was on vacation in California and I called my mother to see how she was doing. And she said, you have this telegram. Should I open it? And I said, yes, and the telegram said that your services are no longer needed as of the first day of my vacation and that if I wanted to clean out anything in my desk, I should be there by close of business. And I was in California. My job was in New York.
They sent the telegram.
Just right. Like Willie Randolph. You were in California.
That's
your job
right.
Was in New York.
How about that? Spree in Grand Army Plaza. What happened to you?
Hi. I worked for CNN for 8 long years. And one day they figured they want to bust the union, our contractors, up, and we had to reapply for all our jobs. And after doing all that, one day I'm checking my phone message, and I get a message, very happy message, about, hi, I'm from CNN, but thanks for reapplying, but we don't need you anymore. Thanks.
Oh, so you were effectively fired by voicemail.
Yeah, absolutely. But at least you took it well.
Well, good luck to you. I know.
I want to mention, Brian, that the most common day to fire someone is a Friday. So if you feel like your job is at all in danger, I would walk on eggshells on Friday. And the most common time to fire someone is actually right before the Christmas vacation. Employers tend to do that because they feel that if there's any residual bad feeling from other employees, it will dissipate over the holiday. So
really? And they said they didn't want to fire Willie on Father's Day. That was one of the reasons that they had him fly out to L.A. and do it the day after. Frank and Howell, though, I think had that Christmas experience. Did you, Frank?
Yeah, that's what happened, Brian. I was I worked for a company in Cranford for less than 8 months. I got hired on April Fool's Day. And then I guess it was the last week in November in 2002 that they told us that the company had been going through some financial problems, and they were bought out by one of the bigger paycheck companies. So within the 2 weeks, I got stuck having an interview with ADP, one of the bigger paycheck companies. Mm-hmm. And then on the Friday the 13th at 4 o'clock, the boss calls me in his office. He's like, yeah, I'm letting you go. I'm like, okay, terrific.
Friday, December 13th.
Yeah, exactly. It was 2 weeks before Christmas. I didn't even finish my shopping yet. It was kind of it was funny that she mentioned that right before I came on.
Yeah, and did it heal? Did it heal the wound?
No.
Frank, thanks.
Well, actually, what they're really concerned about, employers who do that, is the other employees and taking retaliatory actions or having bad feeling in the office. They're not really concerned about you, the person they fired, but having a bad feeling in the office.
Right, I see. I think Arthur in Manhattan is going to get the last story here because it may be the strangest story of all. Arthur, it has something to do with a bomb scare?
Yeah, how are you, Brian?
Good. Real quick.
We shared an office with a subsidiary of Viking Press at One Park Avenue years ago, and it was during the time they had published the Salman Rushdie book. So we got a bomb threat one day at my company. Someone found out about it, and people started wanting to leave. They told people, if you want to leave, you can, but, we'd appreciate if you stay. One guy said, well, I have to leave because I was in Vietnam and I saw bombs go off and it's too scary.
And
they said, no, you can't leave because you're running the mailroom and you'll be fired if you leave. Anyway, they planned to fire him the next day. He was scheduled to be fired, but they made him
that
stay during the bomb threat.
Oh, that's a terrible story. You know, I know a guy who broke up with his girlfriend by leaving a voicemail one time, and he sure got an earful later when she got him on the phone. But that, you know, you don't have that opportunity with your boss, unfortunately. All right. Annabelle Gurwitch is the author of Fired, Tales of the Canned, Canceled, Downside, and Dismissed, published by Simon & Schuster. And our sympathies to Willie Randolph today. Annabelle, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Kathleen Turner next. Stay tuned.